But dude, this life is not just a practice run, dude. This life is your life. This is your life. This is for real. Welcome back to Be Fit with Brian Pruitt. I'm your host, and this podcast, this movement, is all about getting and staying fit for life. Every day, every week, every month, every year, stepping into more of who you were created to be. I'm talking your most optimized self, your most maximized self, your most loving self, your most present self, your most effective self. If that's who you are and that's who you want to be and become, man, you are in the right place. Because that's exactly what I'm about. That's exactly what I'm trying to do every single day. So whether it's through this podcast, whether it's through my website and writing and blogging, or whether it's through Instagram content I create on there, whether it's through my inner circle, my coaches with MB Fit, my clients with MB Fit, whatever circle you're a part of and whatever ecosystem of mine you're a part of, I'm grateful for you. I thank you for being a part of this this family, this brotherhood, this ecosystem, whether you're male, female. I know there's female listeners out there, but this specific episode I'm stoked about because it's going to be about fatherhood, and it's going to be about this next season I'm stepping into, which is wild. I have always wanted to be a dad. I've always wanted to be a father. I wanted kids when I was 22. You know, let's be honest. I'm 30 years old now. So it's been 8 years or so where I've wanted to have kids. Now, was it realistic and was it like a smart move, a wise move to have kids when I was 22? No. So I'm kind of glad I didn't, right? Like I think God had a plan there. He's looking down. He's looking at me like, Brian, you're way too big of a slap right now to have a kid. Are you kidding me? So you know, all in God's timing. So whatever's, you know, happening in your life, you think it's happening too soon or too late, trust in God's timing, right? Because the same way He waited for me to have a kid at 30, I've seen Him work in other guys' lives and give them a kid at 20. And were they ready for it? I don't know. Am I ready for a baby girl? I don't know. But guess what? We better freaking become the type of man that baby needs, right? So I've seen Him work by delaying something, and I've seen Him work by giving something or making something happen before you're ready, right? Can I get an amen? Like, before you're ready for a baby, you might be like, holy cow, now I need to rely on God more. Now I need to prepare like I'm a father, because I am. Like, that's the magic that happens when you do become a dad. When you do, you know, bite off more than you can chew, or when you do step into a season when you're forced to then look up and say, man, I need help. Like, I need you, God. Like, I'm not sure. And you might not be in a place where you believe, but you're like, hey, if you're real, I need you. I need help. I need strength. I need what you have that I can't do for myself. That's a really great spot to be in, man. So I've been there multiple times, many times. When I say multiple, I mean a couple hundred thousand times. But that's right where God wants us, man. It's right where God wants us, because we're not looking to our own strength. We're not looking to our own wisdom, right? We are looking and relying on something greater than us. And for me, I'm looking to the source, the sustainer, and the creator of all life. Because if it's anything less than that, it's kind of like a smokescreen. It's like, you know, it's like, it's cute. Like if I have, like, and that's just why, like, when you hear about idols in the Bible, and this is total tangent, I'm sorry, but like idols in the Bible, they're not like, it can be the sun. You know, we worship the sun. It could be something that's really good, like the sun, right? Or water, like the water god. Or it could be, you know, we could worship things like self-image. Ding, ding, ding. I struggle with this all the time. Is like, okay, how can I really detach my self-worth and value from other people's perception, right? So is my self-image my idol? Or am I going to say, I'm going to actually have the best case scenario, who I worship? Not myself, not anybody else, but the creator, sustainer, and source of all life. That is, by definition, the best thing you can put, and I believe the best person you can put your trust and your faith and your focus on, right? So, man, that's huge. Okay, man. Well, it wouldn't be a podcast with me if it wasn't a tangent to start this thing off, baby. So we're going to jump right into it. Looking at my notes, this is going to be more of a off-the-cuff one because I wanted to expand on a post I made about dad bod season. I'm going to talk about leading by example and the importance of that. I'm going to talk about stewardship, which is a very unique way or uncommon way, let's say, to say managing. You know, how are you managing the things in your life? Do you want more money, more exposure, more opportunity? Well, how are you managing the current financials now? How are you managing your current skill level now? How are you managing fill in the blank right now? Because as scripture, the word of God says, you know, if you're faithful with little, you'll be faithful with much. But how can I expect more when I'm not being faithful with the little I have now? And then the last thing is love. So that's always the motivation for this podcast. It's always the reason for this podcast. It's always the aim for this podcast. It's always the gift I want to give you through this podcast. It's the very reason I have breath in my lungs to actually speak on these things is just the love of God. And so I'm grateful for that. And I think that's the motivation, the goal, and the reason for anything I do, whether it's business, whether it's loving my wife, whether it's posting content, creating stuff, whether it's coaching clients, whether it's training and loving and raising my daughter. It's love, dude. That's the prize. That's the reason for life, and that's the goal. And if I miss love, if I miss that, I lose. If I trade in love for anything else, money, popularity, fame, fortune, beautiful things like trips and all these different things, I lose. I could have all the wisdom in the world, as Paul says in the New Testament. All the wisdom, could speak with divine tongues, could do all these different things, could give to the poor, could sell all my things and become a monk or give to the world. But if you don't have love, man, if I don't have love, I freaking lose. And that's the Brian Pruitt amplified version right there. Sipping a chai tea latte. We got into a new routine, my wife and I, Gigi, when we got this puppy. Starbucks, man, holy cow. We never used to go to Starbucks. And it's no knock on them. I just prefer local. But ever since this puppy, man, they do a pup cup thing. And I'm not sure if other companies do it. We haven't really found another coffee shop that does it. But you roll in, you get a chai tea latte, coffee, whatever, and they give you a pup cup for your little puppy, and it's a dollop of whipped cream, and they freaking think it's like crack cocaine for these guys, because I've never seen my dog happier or more stoked to pull up to the drive-thru of Starbucks. So shout out to you guys, man. I mean, that's genius. Other companies, other places should do the same. Fall in line, because now we have a whole weekly routine ritual that we go to Starbucks for. So anyway, I digress. So I posted something on Instagram last week. I said, man, dad bod season is here. I'm a dad. I'm a father. My baby's due in April. And God willing, I will see her face to face and never be the same ever again in April. But the point of the post was the fact that dad bods are overrated. That's been normalized for years. You know, it's like, oh, dude, like, you know, here's the freshman 15, the freaking, you know, corporate 20, and the dad bod 30. Just let yourself go, and it's okay. I mean, you're a dad, right? Like, it's fine. It's normal. That's, if you're a dad, it's automatic. And I'm here to say that is overrated. I'm not going to subscribe to the dad bod season. And I get it. Like, that's what I said. It's funny. It's all good. I think it's funny. And that's the point of it. It's not something to be taken so seriously. But I'm here to say this. Look, if you're a dad or you're wanting to be a dad, you better be preparing to be the type of dude who your daughter, your son looks up to for their health, for their mindset, for their spirituality, for their overall well-being. And if you're not leading by example, if I don't lead by example with that, I'm failing. Now, there's grace. You got to give yourself grace. Part of the hardest thing that I've seen working with guys is if they've gone down a road for 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, it's really freaking hard to look yourself in the mirror and give yourself grace and say, you freaking let 5 years go and you got nothing to show for it. Or you let 5 years go and you feel like you let people down. That's hard, man. And if that's you, man, my heart goes out to you. That is a hard reality to face. But guess what? There is still hope. There is still grace. You still have time. It's never too late to become more you. And that's your mission, man. Your kid, your kids, your spouse need you to become your most truest, strongest, healthiest, most capable, most loving, and present self, period. That's what they need. So if they get less than that, it's just not the best case scenario, right? So have grace, have patience for yourself, but wake the frick up. And I hate saying frick, but wake up, man, to your potential. Wake up to your family needing the best you. And I hope it fires you up. I hope I'm not losing you in terms of like coming down too harsh, because I'm talking to myself. I'm talking to my future self. And that's why I'm repeating the grace and the patience. You got to have that for yourself. But dude, this life is not just a practice run, dude. This life is your life. This is your life. This is for real. How are you becoming more you on a day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month basis? That's your job. So yes, okay, so that was what I wanted to say about the dad bod. That's my mentality. Now, will I be my peak, you know, performance if I didn't have a kid and I was training and you know, just like 100% focused on becoming the most fit version of myself possible? No. I'm going to sacrifice a little bit there, right? My priorities are going to be shifting a little bit. I'm going to have to take newer and maybe more unique approaches, more flexible approaches. But guess what? That's not a reason. Having a baby is not an excuse for me to say, ah, F it. Like, you know, screw it. I'm good. I'm just going to take this year off. I'm going to take this month off. I'm going to take, you know, dude. I got to stay sharp. I got to stay strong. I got to stay capable, healthy, aligned, balanced, full of love, full of life, full of energy. I want to be the dad that comes home with more energy, right? With more energy than I would have if I had just let myself go and ate whatever I felt like and didn't move, you know, and didn't train only when I felt like it, once, twice a week, or, you know, this and that. No. Dad bod season, the new dad bod season, is the one where you're a dad, you're a father to be, and you are becoming your best self because you know the stakes are higher. I'm waking out of bed like I don't need coffee anymore, because guess what? The stakes for my life to be at my top performance, to be at my most loving and healthiest self, stakes are way higher. If it's just me, yeah, I could let it slide. You know, when things get tough, when I have a bad week, I could let it slide. But when I'm married, when I have a spouse who needs me at my best, who wants and deserves my fullest self, my fullest, strongest, healthiest, loving self, stakes are a bit higher, okay? There's more at stake. When I have a wife like that and a baby on the way and a baby one day, the stakes are much, much higher. So that's the reason why you need to take ownership and control continually of your health and wellness. Now, if you're having trouble with that, reach out, because I work with guys and I have a ton of stuff I'm working on this year on different tiers. You can work with me one-on-one, we can work in a group, or we can work on a smaller tier where you purchase a pathway that I'll take you through. And that's you know, been something I've working on for a few months now, just making that super sharp. So there's plenty of ways to get in touch and contact with me and to level up with your fitness, nutrition, and mindset. But that's the dad bod message I want to get across today. All right, you tracking? And why is this so important, man? It's so important because people around you, they'll listen to what you have to say, and that's huge, right? They will feel that, but they're gonna see what you do, your actions and the way you move through life, the way you react to problems, the way you display discipline, which inherently means doing things you don't maybe feel like doing, but doing them because you know they're going to benefit you. Discipline is not sacrificing your long-term longevity, your long-term health, your the gifts and the benefits in the future for what feels good and easy now. That's what discipline is. And that can be fitness, it can be business, it can be relationships. What comes easy, what comes quick, typically isn't worth it. It typically does not stick. It typically, I tried to rhyme that, but it typically will not be substantial. If it comes easy, if it comes quick, man, it's probably not going to stick. Good things take time. Nothing easy is super worth it typically, right? So take that into your life and lead by example. Why? To lead by example. Why do you want to be fit? Why do you want to take control of the leadership in your house? You want to lead by example because you know that people do what they see. Your kids will do what they see. So if you're doing push-ups before your shower or you're stretching at night instead of, you know, just turning in and laying on the couch for 3 hours before bed, your kids see that. Your wife sees that. People see that. And that's a big freaking difference. I was going to mention this idea of the father, basically, and his example for fitness, for his overall health and activity levels. It has the most, and not the mother, which is not sexist. It's just the way it is. That's just reality, nature. The father's health has the biggest indicator, or the biggest correlation to the future child's physical health. Same goes for their vocabulary. Same goes for their educational performance. And same goes for their spirituality. The father doesn't have any of those. Child's not likely to have any of those either, unless he takes advantage, she takes advantage, and becomes more them. In spite of not having the example set in front of them, right? So tons of research has been going through, and I should connect that. I'll post about that probably. But that's why you should lead by example. Does that make sense? Third, stewardship, which is managing well. Look, what do you have in your hand? I love that. I'm reading Exodus right now. And if you can't tell, I'm pretty hopped up on caffeine. I haven't really took a pause to breathe for 5 seconds yet. So let me just do that now. Pretty freaking wild too. Back in Genesis, your breath is God breathed. There's divine breath within our lungs that makes us human, which is insane. So if you're wondering where God is, man, he's closer than your next breath. Side note. So I'm reading Exodus right now, and it's about Moses and Israel and Egypt and slavery, bondage, and plagues and all these different things. But one of the most powerful, beautiful parts of that book early on is God, Yahweh, the great I am, speaking into Moses' life from a bush. Making sure I have enough time. I might have to speed this up. But speaking into Moses through a bush. And Moses was like, man, I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know if I have what it takes, this and that. Like, what do I even do? Where do I start? And God says, what's in your hand? And he says, a staff. And God says, perfect, I'll use that. And there's more details, but that's the idea. What's in your hand? What business do you have? What influence do you have? What networks do you have? Your physical reality. What body do you have, right? You don't have anyone else's blank, any of that, but you have exactly what you have. And if you want something more, you want to develop more of that, but you're not willing to be a great steward, be a great manager of what you have now, why would we expect to have more? Does that make sense? So we are called to be great stewards. We are called to handle what we have and maximize on everything we've been given. Every gift, every talent, everything we've been entrusted with, which is my baby as well. She has been entrusted, given to me. She's not mine. She's God's, because my life isn't even mine. So my baby's life is not mine either. So if she's a gift, she's been entrusted with me or to me, I have to maximize and pour into her like it's my number one job. My number one job is be a husband, be a great husband, be an excellent husband, a loving husband. Next job, be an excellent father, leading by example, leading from and for love. That's my job. So it's a beautiful segue into the love, and I'm just making sure I don't lose this episode because my memory card's getting lower. So I'm looking at the timer, tick, tick, tick. So I'm a little bit distracted. But that's the reason for all this, man. That's the reason why you want to have the new dad bod, like I talked about, the strong body, strong mind dad bod. You want to lead by example. You want to manage what you have and maximize what you have. And you want to do that all from a place of love. That is the reason, my man. That's the reason for all this. Love is your motivation. Love's the reason. Love's the purpose. Love is the gift. And that's why you show up. That's why you do what you don't feel like doing, because you know it's going to pay off later because of love. It's the most sustainable, most ongoing, most infinite and eternal purpose in this life. Because that, my friend, is why the earth was created. That's why the world was created. That's why your world exists, is because of love. So you need to be more love, become more love, and you can get there in a lot of different ways. And if you're following me, you know that being healthy increases your energy. Being healthy increases the way you can love people and give back and create. So, man, that is my message. Happy New Year. It's been a great freaking year so far. I hope your family, I hope you and your family, your loved ones are healthy, happy. And if you're not, if you're going through some hard things, I know some close friends of mine, clients even, going through some hard things, understand this, there is still hope. If you have breath in your lungs, man, you are alive. There's a reason for that. And don't get down on yourself. Don't stay on the down end. If you've been, you know, losing, or you haven't been happy, you've been depressed, or again, you've lost someone, lost something, and you feel like you're not going to recover, man, there's still hope. There's always hope. There's light at the end of the tunnel. So keep waking up. Keep taking a step. Step by faith. Move by faith. Breathe by faith. Lift by faith. Talk by faith. Think by faith. Act by faith. Rest by faith. Be present by faith. All that knowing there is hope, okay? I love you guys. If this was a podcast that resonated, please share. Best thing you can do is share this podcast with your world. Get it out to more people. The more I hear it inspires people, the more I'm likely to sit down and record. So share it. DM me, post on Facebook, Instagram, whatever you like. But that's my message, man. You need to become more you. You need to become the most you, the true you, the loving you, the strong you, the healthy you, the energetic you, the aligned you, so you can inspire other people and so you can love on your people the way you should, like only you can. So that's my message, man. Get fit, stay fit, be fit for life, and get 1% better today. Love you. Till next time.